Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei, and we're at the Mishnah on daf Ayin Tes on the Beis. So the topic of the daf all week has been the laws of Reitzeach. Reitzeach, the mezid we know is Chayiv Misa. Which Misa is Chayiv Sayef? Reitzeach B'Shoigig, that's of course discussed in the second parak of Masechtas Makis. He's only Chayiv Galus, but the Tsugya has been the laws of Reitzeach B'Mezid. We went through Tsugyas of Groma. If somebody kills, but he didn't directly kill him, he just caused him to die. And we saw that just like Groma B'Nezakin is Patim Medine Yadam, Chayiv B'Dine Shemayim, so too when it comes to Ritzicha, if someone's only a Groma B'Ritzicha, he's going to be Patir as well. We saw Halachas of somebody that kills a Trefa, somebody that kills a Goises, or a Goises Bidei Adam. For example, 10 people beat somebody up. Are all of them Pater? Or maybe the 10th person, the one who dealt the Makeba Patish, maybe he's going to be Chayiv. Yesterday we got into some real lumdus regarding Kavana, understanding the level of intent somebody would need in order to be considered a Ritzech B'mezid so that he would be Chayiv Misa. Specifically, the majority of the Daf dealt with the Machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Chachovim, where Neschavim Laharik Ezeh Baharik Ezeh. So somebody had in mind to kill. It was first degree murder. It was premeditated, but he thought he was killing Reuven, and instead he killed Shimon. Is he Chayiv Misa or is he not Chayiv Misa? Either way, we have another daf that discusses laws regarding Ritzicha. What I thought was interesting is that it's sometimes eerie how the current events align so well with what the Yidden are learning in Daf Yomi. And everybody knows that this week there was a horrible tragedy that took place in the United States, something that the media is referring to as the deadliest mass shooting in modern United States history. So, just interesting that it happens in a week where in Daf Yomi, all we're doing is talking about Ritzicha and Ritzicha. I think what was even more interesting is that we had the Gemara yesterday where the Gemara talked about if somebody threw an Evan into a group of people. Rav Yisraelim, Rav Kutin, Mechtzal Mechtza, Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtza Dami, which is exactly the way that mass murder took place. That would be the 2017 version of throwing something into a group of people. Regardless, we have another daf over here dealing with the laws of Ritzicha. Zok to Mishnah, Reitzeach, Shenesarev Ba'acherin. If somebody's a Reitzeach, and now he got mixed up with other people, so Bezdin doesn't know who's the Reitzeach and who are the other people. Kulam Tur. So the Mishnah says, quite simply, that Bezdin can't kill everybody. They can't kill anybody because who are you supposed to kill? If you don't know who the Ritzeach is, then obviously no one's going to get killed. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we kill everybody. We don't kill them in the conventional way, says Rabbi Yehuda, but rather we lock them up. And then what? Says Rashi, V'sham machilin oyson sa'orim. Bezin would feed all these people barley until they died from the barley that they ate. Obviously, the Gemara is going to explain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and what exactly the machloikis the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is. Another halacha. Kol chayvim mitzvah is shenesar vuzeh bezeh. So let's say there were a bunch of inmates on death row. They were all chayiv mitzvah bezin. But some were chayiv chenek, some were chayiv sayif, some were chayiv sreifa, some were chayiv skilo, and they all got mixed up with each other, says the Mishnah. They all get killed. They all get Mises Beznet. And even though we're not sure if we're giving people the right form of Mises Beznet, it doesn't matter. They all get killed. Now, what Misa do we give them? We give them the Kala. We give them the least severe of all the Mises. For example, Haneskolim and Nisrafin, let's say people that were Chayiv Skila got mixed up with people that were Chayiv Srefa. So what do we do? Rav Shimon Omer, Nidoinim B'Skila. Why? Shastreifa Chamura. This is Rav Shimon L'Shitasai of Perek Arba Misa's Bezdin fame, but really that permeates the latter part of the Masechta, where Rav Shimon holds that Sreifa is the most Chamur of all the Dal Misa's Bezdin. In other words, Sreifa is more Chamur than Skila. It's for that reason, if you have Neskolim and Nesrafin, and the Halach is Nidoinim Bekala, so you're going to give them Skila. The Chachamim say Nidoinim Besreifa. No, you give them Sreifa. It's the Chachamim L'Shitasai you that they hold. That skila is more common than sreif. Rav Shimon, to prove his point that sreif is more common than skila, he said, had sreif not been so common, why does a bas koyin that's mezana, why does she get sreif? From the fact that a bas koyin that's mezana gets sreif, that's a raya that sreif is chamura. It's amazing that Rav Shimon thought the worst aver in the Torah is the bas koyin that's mezana. And if she gets sreif, it must be that sreif is chamur. We spoke the other day about comparing maybe the Bas Koyin that's Mizana to a Mechal Shabbos, and maybe that was Moshe's Sofik with the Mekoshesh, why the Mechalel Shabbos should not have gotten Stam Mises Chenek, but being that he was Mechalel, just like the Bas Koyin is Mechalel. So you see, it comes up sometimes in the world of Machshava, the Chomer of what the Bas Koyin is doing. But it's amazing that Reb Shimon takes it to such an extreme, that Reb Shimon feels that Sreifas Chomer, you know, I know that, because like Bas Koyin, that's Mezano, Esavio, he Mechalelis, that's the worst thing you can do. Interesting. Amrulai, but Chachamim told him, I disagree with you. I think Skila is more chamer, and I'll prove it to you. Because Skila hurts Skila chamura. Because if Skila wasn't the most chamer, I don't think the worst thing in the Torah is a bas koyin that's mezana esavia himichalalas. The worst thing in the Torah is an oibed avodah zara. The worst thing in the Torah is somebody that is mevarich es Hashem, euphemistically speaking. And what do those people get? They get skila. That means skila must be the most chomer. Bottom line, as it relates to this halacha, says the Gemara, a nafgemina between Rav Shimon and the chomer, where the skila is more chomer, Sreif is more chomer, as if niskal and nisraf and anisarif. So you're supposed to give the kala. What's the kala? According to Rav Shimon, skila is the kala, because Sreif is more chomer. According to the chachamim, Sreif is the kala, because skila is more chomer. Neragim and echnok. And what if neragim and echnok got mixed up? People that were chayiv saif got mixed up with people that were chayiv kenik. Rav Shimon aimed at saif, and this too is Rav Shimon l'shita saif, because Rav Shimon holds that chenik is more chomer than saif. What was Rav Shimon's makar? If you remember, his makar was the anche irani dachas got saif, the madiche irani dachas got chenik. And what's more worse? The madiach or the nidach, the one that does the avodah zara, or the one that convinces someone else to do the avodah zara? It's the madiach that's considered to be more chomer. And if the madiach gets chenek and the nidach gets saif, it must be that chenek is more chomer than saif. The chachamim say that no, saif is more chomer than chenek. And if saif is more chomer than chenek, if nerogim and nechnokim are nesnariv, the halach is nidon bechenek. Zokt digemar. So the first halach in the Mishnah was, Reitzeach shenisariv b'acherim. If there was a reitzeach, at first glance, it sounds like we're talking about a convicted murderer, and he now got lost in a crowd, and we don't know who's who. So say the Tanakama, kulam paturim. It's very obvious. You can't kill anybody. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we kill everybody. Now, you don't give everybody mitzvah bezdin, but rather you take them into a room, you feed them sa'irim, and they die from the sa'irim. Fake the Gemara, manachem. Who are these acherim? These people that the reitzeach was nisariv within. Are we talking about China, Yidin, Upkehitin, I mentioned, people that are not Chayiv Mises Bezdin, Pshita? Then it's so obvious. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? You need a Mishnah to tell me that if you have 10 people, you know one of them is Chayiv Mises Bezdin, you don't know which one? That Kulim Paturim? Of course, Kulim Paturim. What are you going to do? You're going to kill all of them? You're going to kill one of them? You don't know who to kill? Vesu, and even more schwer is Bahal Lehmer Rabbi Yehuda Koins and Eitzel Kippah. How could Rabbi Yehuda say, yeah, that in fact we do kill them? So it can't be that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Simon Bashrak, which we're going to see now, is three shittas the Gemara is going to bring, three biurim, all are moitzi the Mishnah midei pshutai. You have to make some super duper akimta to be able to understand Pashup Shat, what exactly the Mishnah is talking about. The first one is Shmuel. Omer Rabavo, Omer Shmuel. So Rabavo said in the name of Shmuel, Hacha, the Mishnah is talking about a Reitzeach, but a Reitzeach Shalo Nigmar Dinoi, who didn't have the Gmar Din yet. What does that mean? That means Edom came, they testified, Bezdin deliberated, they decided that he was Chayiv Mises Bezdin, but they didn't have the chance to issue the verdict. So the Rosh Bezdin didn't have the opportunity to say, Ish ployni chayev. They did everything but that. So he's convicted in the practical sense. But from a technical standpoint, he wasn't convicted yet. Says the Mishnah, if that type of Reitzeach, who we know is a Reitzeach, it just so happens, technically, we can't kill him yet because he didn't have the Gemar Din. You can't kill somebody without the Gemar Din. Shenisariv b'Reitzchem acherim, shenigmar dinam. He was Nisariv not with Ksherim, with the Reitzchem, convicted murderers that had the Gemar Din. They're already on death row. So everyone in this group is technically a Reitzeach. Everyone technically did something for which he deserves to die. The problem is one person can't legally get Mises Bezdin, because this person yet didn't get a Gemar Din. So the Rabbanon hold, ain't Gemar Din, inshallah, the Melo B'fanav. The halach is, you can't do the Gemar Din unless you look the defendant in the eye. The person that's being convicted has to be present in Bezdin when Bezdin issued the Gemar Din. And being that you don't know who that person is, he was Nisariv in a Taruvus, so you can't go over to all 10 people. You have to know exactly who the person is. Therefore, they're all going to be potter, because there's no way to issue the Gemar Din. And if there's no way to issue the Gemar Din, you can't give the person Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you, Rabbanan. Ein goyim dino yishal adam ela b'fanav. I agree with the premise. I also agree with the premise that if a person is in the taruvus and you don't know who he is, even though you know he's one of these 10 people, let's say, you can't bring all 10 people into the courtroom and say that I'm being goyim the din in front of the Baal Din, because I know he's one of the 10 people. Now, you have to know exactly who he is. So there's no way to give him a Gemara Din, and it's for that reason you can't give anybody a regular Mises Bezin. But at the same time, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way I'm letting all these people off the hook, because every single person here is Chayav Mises Bezin. Every person technically deserves to die. If there were 10 people, 9 of them were on death row, they were about to get Mises Bezin, and the one of them just didn't have the Gemara Din, but he also deserves to die. Kiv says, Rabbi Yehuda, it's for that reason, Hilkach, we have to kill them. You can't kill them in the traditional means. Again, why not? Because he didn't have the Gemara Din. That's why we try to kill him in another way. But the point that Shmuel was trying to make was, Avada, we're not talking about a Ritzach that was Nesarev with regular Ksheim, because it was Nesarev with regular Ksheim, Kulam Pturim. We're talking about a Ritzach that was Nesarev with other Ritzchim. If Ritzach was Nesarev with other Ritzchim, then what's the Shailuk? Just kill everybody. Teretz is one of them didn't have the Gemara Din. You have no way of doing the Gemara Din because it has to be Befanav. So the question is, do you just let them off the hook, or do you just kill them in some other way? Chum say you let them off the hook. Rabbi Yehuda says he killed them in another. Rish Lakish said, I disagree, Shmuel. I like the mahalach of how you're explaining the Mishnah, but I have a problem with it. Because ba'adam t'kuli yamad le'pligi d'b'tiri. There's no way Rabbi Yehuda would say in this case that the halacha is that we kill them. And the reason, says Rashi, is because there's halacha v'hitzilu ha'eda. And being that there's halacha of v'hitzilu ha'eda, it's for that reason we always try to find a way. We always try to find a way to let somebody off the hook. And we just found a way to take everyone off the hook. You could take 10 Reitzchim and save their lives. That's Bezdin's obligation of v'hitzilu ha'eda. And being that that's Bezdin's obligation of v'hitzilu ha'eda, there's an opportunity here of v'hitzilu ha'eda. So, ba'adam, in this case, we're not going to kill anybody. Rather, what then is the Mishnah talking about? We're not talking about an Adam that killed, but rather we're talking about a Shor that was Mazik. And the Shor that was Nesarev was a Shor that didn't have the Gemar Din yet. It was Nesarev with other Shvarim that did have a Gemar Din. Now, the halach is that a Shor has to have Nigmar Dina Bifanov, just like an Adam has to have Nigmar Dina Lefanov. Rabbanon Sabi, the Rabbanon Holki Mises Bain Kach Mises Ashar. Vein Gar Medina Shashar Ela Bifanov. You can't do the Gemar Din for the Shar unless it's Bifanov. And you can't do Bifanov over here. Why not? Because the Shar was Nesarev. So there's no way to do a proper Gemar Din on the Shar. Hilkach Tulim Pturim. So they're all going to be Potter. Because one of them didn't have a Gemar Din. One of them can't be given skila, so you can't give any of them skila. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Koinsin, Oysa, the Kippah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a problem, you kill all of them. And over here, Reish Lakish says, I understand Shitas Reish Lakish, because Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because over here we're not dealing with an Adam that killed, over here we're dealing with a Shar, and being that we're dealing with a Shar, there's no Alacha Vitzilu Ha'eda. So it's for that reason, Koinsin, Oysa, the Kippah, you're going to go ahead and you're going to kill all of them. So the bottom line is, the first two Pshatim that the Gemara is giving in the Mishnah are very, very similar. We're talking not about a Reitzeach Shemasari of Bikshay, but we're talking about where everybody in this taruvus really deserves to die. Everyone in the taruvus deserves to die. The problem is, one of them didn't have a proper Gemara Din. And it's for that reason you can't kill him in the conventional way. The question is, do we kill him unconventionally? Or do we say Kulam Pturim? And that's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The machloikis Amiram was, Shmuel said that we're dealing with an Adam that was a Ritzeach. Ritzeach Shenesarev Beroitzchem Acherim. Rish Lakish said, over there, Rabbi Yehuda would have never said Koin Sinai Tzal Kippa. We're talking about a Shar that was Nesarev with other Shar. Third Pshat, Amar Rava, Rava said, Ihachi, that if this is what the Mishnah is talking about, how do you understand? Hainu Diktani Allah Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana commented on the Mishnah. He said, Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinayim, which at first glance seems to say that if Ritzeach was Nesarev with other Reitzchim, even if Abba Chalafta, his father, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, even if my father Chalafta would be one of the Acherim, the Halacha would still be the same. Now, if the Acherim are Shvarim, the way Rish Lakish explained it, the Rabbi Yossi's comment definitely doesn't make any sense. And even according to Shmuel, that we're talking about a Ritzeach that was Nesarev with other people, but it still doesn't make sense, because Rabbi Yossi was saying that even if my father was one of the Ksherim, if those other people, the way Shmuel explained it, were Reitzchim, then why would he say that about his father? Elam HaRava, so Rava said that you have to say a third pshat, and this pshat is based on a real Chasurei Mechzer V'Hachiktani Hachikam HaShnayim Shayoim Dim. There were two people that were standing, and even though the Mishnah doesn't say this, Chasurei Mechzer, this is really what the Mishnah means. There were two people that were standing, V'Yotzachetz M'Beneihem, and one of them shot a gun. V'harag and killed. And we don't know which one it was. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Pturim, they're both going to be Potter. Meaning, we don't know who killed. Safik nefashes lahaka. V'amar Rabbi Yisi, and this Rabbi Yisi said, afilu abe chalafta b'nei. That even if one of the two people was my father chalafta, what's the point? Who is a chassid, says Rashi, and it's pashut that he's not the one that did it. So k'day techamino, that it's so obvious the other person did it. So let's kill the other person, still the halach is shnei peturim. Next halacha the Mishnah, the shor shenigmar dinoi. What if you have a shor that was nigmar dinoi? You already had a gmar dinoi. We know for sure it's chayiv skila. She nesarid b'shvarim acherim me'alyo. It was nesarid with other shvarim that never shtoist. Regular good kosher oxen. Shvarim acherim me'alyo. That never shtoist anybody. So what's the halacha over there? Now, by the way, that's pashut. All the shvarim are going to be asabana. Because the shor nischal is asabana. Once it's nesarid, there's no bittul barayv. They're all going to be aser bana. But the question is, what do you do with all the shvarim? Cycling isom. Tana kama holds, you give it skila. Rabbi Yehuda says, kainse nice to keep. You don't give it skila, but rather you kill it in another way. Being that only one of them is chayiv skila, the other ones aren't chayiv skila, there's no reason to give them all skila. Why wouldn't you just give them all skila? Rashi says, it just means ain't tzarech l'cycling. You could. You just don't have to. Shloi l'atriach bezdin. There's no reason to be matriach bezdin and force them to give him skila. Rather, what you do is, Rashi says, you bring them all into a room, v'hei mesim b'rav. You don't give them barley, they die out of starvation. So the bottom line is, according to Rava, what's the machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. Machloikis is, we had a shara nisko. It was nisariv with other shvarim. The other shvarim are ksherim. There's no bittul b'roiv, so they're all going to be aser b'hana. The question is, what do you do with all these shvarim now? They're all aser b'hana. You can't benefit from it. So you can't put it in the field. You can't shech. What do you do with it? So according to the Chachamim, you give them all skila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I agree, you all kill them. But not skila, there's no reason. Why be matrich bezin? Skila is a whole process. No reason to go through skila. Just let them die. Let them die out of starvation. But the bottom line is, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But I didn't the Chachamim, the Mishnah say Pturim? I thought that was the Tanakama. Then he say Potter, according to this. Even the Chachamim say you kill them. Chachamim even more machmer. Chachamim is saying give them skila. Rava says, yeah, there were two halachas in the Mishnah. It's a chasura mechsra. When the Chachamim said Pturim, they're talking about something else. They were talking about there were two people, one of them killed, we don't know which one killed. They're both Potter. Even if Abba Chalafta was one of them, it doesn't matter. They're both going to be Potter. You can't give people Mises Bezdin based on an umdana, because one of them is a tzaddik. That means the other one must be the Ritzach. Zadolech kacha. You can't make that type of cheshbon. But the bottom line is, that is where the machloik is, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is. Zok de Gemara. Veha Tanya. Based on Rav's understanding of the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, which is again, what? Where you have a taruvis of shvarim. One of them is a shara niskal. The other ones are not a shara niskal. They're all aser bahana, meaning we're going to kill all of them because we can't benefit from them. Should we kill them skila? That's what the Chachamim say in the Mishnah. Or should we be kind to nice on the Kippah? That's Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Zok de Gemara, v'atanya ben Yichusa, a braisa that supports where you find another place where two Tanam had this very same machlokes. What's the braisa? Parah shehimisa, a parah that killed shara niskal, v'acha kach yolda, and afterwards it gave birth. Imachlo nigmar dina yolda, if the gmar din happened before the baby was born, vlada. Meaning, if the baby was born before the gmar din, vlada mutter, vlad's going to be mutter. If the gmar din happened and then the baby was born, vlada asa, the vlad's going to be asa. We'll get back to that in a minute, but that's not what we need for now. What we need is the safer the price, this part. Nisarim v'acherim, if you have a shara niskol that got mixed up with other shvarim, v'acherim v'acherim. So now you have a taruvus of a bunch of shvarim that are not shara niskols. One is a shara niskol, so what do you do with all these oxen? Kuntsanoisa l'kipa. The Tanakama says, you're kuntsanoisa l'kipa. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, I'm revinoisa l'beis haskila. No, you take it to the beis haskila, and you recycle noisa, and you kill it over there. So the bottom line is what do you see from here? You see a machlaikas again, where you have a shara niskol, that's chayiv skila. It was nisariv with other shvarim. What do I do with all these shvarim? I know we're going to kill them because we can't have enough from them. The question is, how do I kill them? Skila? Or maybe there's no reason to be matriach bezin to give them skila. So in our Mishnah, the way Rava explained the Mishnah, it's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. In this Braisa, it's machloikis Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. It's the very same machloik. So we just brought this Braisa because we wanted the Seifa. What was the Seifa again? A Shara Nisko that was Nisariv with other Shvarim. We know we're going to kill all of them. Do you kill them skila? Or could you just starve them to death? No reason to be matriach bezin. But there was a reisha to this braisa also. And the Gemara is going to pick up now on the reisha and it's going to take us on to Amud Beis. So what was the reisha? Amar mar. Im achle nigmar dina yolda, you have a shor, a para, female para, that shtais. And it gave birth to a baby. The question is, what do you do with the baby? There was no taruvis over here. Regular, simple case. A female shor, shtais,
And there's a baby in the picture. We know the mother is a Shayar Niskel, so the mother's going to get killed. The question is the baby chayiv or is the baby not chayiv? So the Braisa seemed to say, emphasis on seemed, the Braisa seemed to say that in Achal Nigmar Dino Yolda, Vlad Muteris. It depends on when the baby was born relative to the Gemar Din. If the baby was born before the Gemar Din, before Bezdin Paskin, that the Shayar is a Shayar Niskel, then we don't do anything to the Vlad. If the baby was born after the Gemar Din, so it was in its mother's womb at the time of the Gemar Din, then we're going to kill it. Freik de Gemara, is that so? You're saying that if the baby is born before the Gemar Din, the halacha is Vlad Muteris. And it sounds like Va'afal Gaptechi Nogcha Havas Ma'abra. Even though it's possible that the mother was pregnant with the baby at the time that it shtoist, so that you could argue that the baby was complicit, was involved somehow in the actual Negicha, still, the Braisa seems to say, we don't care. As long as the baby was not in the mother's womb at the time of the Gemar Din, the halacha is Vlad Muteris. Even if the baby was in the mother's womb at the time of the Negicha. Freik the Gemar Vamar Rava. Rava said, Vlad Hanoi Gachas Oser. The Vlad of a Shor that Shtoist is Oser Bana. Why? Because he Vlad Anakhoi. Because we assume that if the mother was pregnant at the time of the Negicha, the mother Shtoist and the Vlad Shtoist as well. Additionally, Vlad Hanoi Vas Aser Behema that was involved in Znus, so the halach is we kill the Shor, the Vlad we'd also kill because he uvlad and nirvu, because we say that the Vlad was involved in the Arayas as well. So how could Rava have said Vlad Hanegachas Aser he uvlad and nakhu, Vlad Hanervas Aser he uvlad and nirvu is connected our Braisa. You see from the Braisa, we don't care if the mother was pregnant at the time of the Negicha. All we care about is was the mother pregnant at the time of the Gemar Din. So the Gemara, Rav is going to have to edit the Braisa a little bit. He's going to have to change it a drop. Eimo imachalei nigmar dina ibra v'yolda v'lada mutar. Imish nigmar dina ibra v'yolda v'lada aser. When the Braisa says that if the mother gave birth to the baby before the Gemara Din, the Vlad is mutar, it means we're in addition to the mother having given birth before the Gemara Din, the mother also conceived the baby after the Negicha. So if the baby wasn't inside the mother's womb at the time of the Negicha, and actually Nigmar Dina Yolda, and the baby was born before the Gemar Din, so Saya wasn't there at the time of the Negicha, so you don't have Rava's halacha, and Saya wasn't there at the time of the Gemar Din, then the halacha is, the Vlad is going to be mutter. But im yishen Nigmar Dina Ibra V'yolda, as opposed to a case where after the Gemar Din, that's the way the Gemara is learning now, the Sefer, the second part of that halacha, it conceived and then gave birth, over there the halacha is going to be Vlad Aser, the Vlad is going to be Aser. So just before we go Vaita, what was the Kashan Rava? The Kashan Rava was the first part of the Reisha, the Braisa seemed to be saying that if you have a Shor HaNiskal, that's a female, and it gives birth to a baby, what do you do with the baby? You kill the baby, you don't kill the baby. So it sounded like it depends on, was the baby born before the Gemar Din, or was the baby born after the Gemar Din? And if the baby was born before the Gemar Din, you never touched the baby. The Kasha is, there's another piece to this, and that is, maybe the baby was in the mother's womb at the time of the Negicha. And Rava said, he uvlad anakhoi, that if it was in the mother's womb at the time of the Negicha, that would disqualify. Doesn't it sound like it's not? No, Rava will tell you, no, Erechanami. When the Braisa says, Achalei Nigmar Dina Yolda, it means Saya was born before the Gemar Din, and Saya was born after the Negicha. Or it was conceived after the Negicha. So it was conceived after the Negicha. It was born before the Gemar Din. So it wasn't there at the time of the Negicha. It wasn't there at the time of the Gemar Din. So it has nothing to do with Rav. Rav is talking about, was it in the mother's womb at the time of the Negicha? The Braisa is not discussing that. The Braisa is discussing, it was born after the Negicha for sure. The question is more from the Gemar Din perspective. And what are the two halachas of the Braisa? So the first halacha was, if it was born before the Gemar Din, Vlad Mutar. If, however, it was Ibra and Yolda after the Gemar Din, that's how the Gemara is understanding the second part of the Reisha of the Braisa. Imashen Nigmar Dina Ibra, if the Ibor happened after the Gemara Din, and obviously Yolda, there it's going to be Asin. Now what would be the Pshat in that halacha? A completely different halacha. The halacha over there would be that if a Shara Niskel gives birth to a baby, Being that the mother is aser b'hana, the baby is automatically aser b'hana as well. But the Gemara says, "Hanichel amanda amazev is a goyim maser." Well, amanda amazev is a goyim mutter. My yikel meimer. How do you understand that brisa according to the mandama that holds zev is a goyim mutter? And this machloikis zev is a goyim mutter, zev is a goyim aser is a sugya mesachtes tmura. It's a real kachim sugya. And over there, the Gemara is discussing a similar case where you have a mother animal that gives birth to a baby, and the mother is hektish, or the mother is aser b'hana, but the father was not hektish, or the father wasn't aser b'hana. So being that the father and the mother are both the parents of this baby, so there's a shaila, how do you look at the baby? Meaning it's understood that if kachin gives birth to a baby, so the baby should be kachin. If something that's aser b'hana gives birth to a baby, then the baby should take on the mother status. But that would make sense if only the mother is contributing to the baby. But there's a father in the picture also. So what do you say when there's also a father? And if the father is not hektish, or if the father is not aser b'hana? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. One mandama says that if the mother is aser, we don't care about the father. Zev zeh goyrim is aser. There's another mandama that says, no, we have to look at both parents. So just because the mother's aser doesn't mean the baby's going to be aser, because if the father's not aser, zev zeh goyrim is going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, essentially, you're saying the same thing, because you're telling me now that if a mother that's a sharaniskol, she becomes pregnant with a baby and then gives birth, the baby's automatically aser. No, why? If the father's not a sharaniskol, then it's zev zeh goyrim mutter. So the way the Gemara is explaining now, the second part of the ratio of the brisa, that it's telling me a halacha that a shara nisko gives birth to a baby, the baby's automatically aser, shouldn't that be told in the shayla of zev zeh goyrim mutter, zev zeh goyrim aser, el amar Ravina? So Ravina said you have to tweak it a drop. Ema imach le nigmar dina ibra v'yolda v'lada mutter. The first part of the resha is the way Rav explained it. It's talking about where the mother wasn't pregnant at the time of the negicha. Because if it was pregnant at the time of the negicha, that's pashit, that's Rav's halacha, he v'lada nakhle. It gave birth when? After the negicha. The question, it was conceived after the Negicha. When did it give birth? So the Reisha says, it gave birth before the Gemara Din. So being that it gave birth before the Gemara Din, the Halacha is going to be mutter. The Im, Misha Nigmar Dina Yolda, if however it gave birth after the Gemara Din, so it was conceived before the Gemara Din. It just gave birth after the Gemara Din. So it was conceived after the Negicha, before the Gemara Din, and the baby was born after the Gemara Din. Over there is where it's going to be aser, because ubi yerech imay hu. We say ubi yerech imay, and we say that when there was nigmar dinay on the mother, that the mother's a shara niskel, it was nigmar dinay on the uber, that the uber's a shara niskel as well. Because the uber is it's just an extension, just another limb. It's yerech imay, it's part of the mother. And being that it's part of the mother, the Gemara Din on the mother automatically worked on the child. So a little bit of a confusing Gemara. Definitely unrelated. We're only bringing it because it's the ratio of a brisa that we needed to bring. We needed the seifa of the brisa, which was the hatanya benichusa to Rav's pshat in the Mishnah. But once we brought the brisa, the Gemara drills into the ratio of the brisa as well. But just to recap, just the basic points that the Gemara said. The Gemara is talking about Ashara Niskal. That was a female, a woman. And the woman gave birth to a baby. So we know Ashara Niskal, we kill it. That's why it's called Ashara Niskal. It was given skila. The question is, what do you do with the baby? Is the baby killed? Is the baby speared? So what emerges from the Gemara, that there's a whole bunch of different variables. Rav has said one thing is clear. If the mother was pregnant at the time of the Negicha, there's nothing to talk about. He uvlada nakhe. We look at the baby as if it also shtais. And even though it wasn't conscious and it didn't make the decision to shtais, so from a theoretical standpoint, why punish it? It didn't really play, it doesn't matter. It's shtois, and being that it's shtois, there's nothing to talk about that we're going to view it as a shor haniskal. What happens if the mother wasn't pregnant at the time of the Negicha? It conceived this baby after the Negicha. So then we have a brisa. If the baby was born before the Gemara Din, so it wasn't alive at the time of the Negicha, because it was conceived after the Negicha, it wasn't alive at the time of the Gemara Din because it was born before the Gemara Din. That's the first part of this brisa. Nothing to talk about without any question. The halacha is the baby is not going to be killed. Potter. There's no reason to kill the baby. If the mother conceived the baby after the Negicha, but the baby was born la'achar Gemara Din, that l'maskana sagamara was the seifa of that resha, the brisa. And being that uber yerech imoy, so we say that when Bezdin Paskin, that this mother is a Shara Niskal, it was paskening on the Uber as well. So the Uber is viewed as a Shara Niskal. If the Uber is viewed as a Shara Niskal, the halach is going to be that we're going to kill it. Now, what if you hold Uber Lav Yerechimai? Okay, then it sounds like from the Gemara we're not going to kill it. But Uber Yerechimai, that's the opinion of the Tana, the Brights that the Gemara brought, and therefore we're going to kill it. What would be if the baby was conceived and obviously born after the Gemara Din? So a mother shtoist, Gemara Din, and after the Gemara Din it conceived. And now the baby was born before they actually killed the mother. So what do you do with the mother now? So the Gemara says that's tolling the machloikis. Zev is a goyre mutter or zev is a goyre maser. There's an argument to make that if the mother is also bad na, the baby automatically, it just yarshins the status of Yisuri Ana, it yarshins the status of Sharon Niskal, and maybe based on that we should go ahead and kill it. But then again, there's a father involved as well. And being that the father is not a Sharon Niskal, so from the father's standpoint, maybe it shouldn't be viewed as a Shor HaNiskal. So that's the Shaila, where it's Zev is a Goyre. Is it Mutter? Is it Aser? That's a Sugi Masechtas Temura. And that's what the halacha would be in that case. Exhale. So the Mishnah said that if you had different Chayvim Yisus Bezdin, and they were Nesarif, they all got mixed up within each other. So we know you have 10 people here, everybody's Chayvim Yisus Bezdin. The question is, which Misa? So what do? You always give the Kala. You give them the lesser of the Misa. Freit the Gemara. A gevaldig kasha. We know you can't give somebody Mises Bezdin unless you warn him first. There has to be Hasra. If there was no Hasra, you can't give somebody Mises Bezdin. So let's say you have a case where there were Nisrafim and Niskalim, where the halach is going to be, according to the Chachamim, Skilos Chamurim Yisreifa. So you're going to give everybody Yisreifa. Here's the problem. The problem is, the person that was Chayiv Skila never got Hasra for Yisreifa. When he was warned, let's say he was a Mechal Shabbos, and he got mixed up with someone that was Baal Chamoisai. So the Mechal Shabbos is supposed to get Skila. A Baal Chamoisai gets Sreifa. They were Nesarev with each other. So according to the Chum, you're going to give them Sreifa. Problem is, Bishlam of the Baal Chamoisai, so he's getting what he was supposed to get. He had the right Hasra and everything else worked out fine. But the one that was Mechal Shabbos, when he was given Hasra by the Edim, what was he told? If you do this, you're going to get Skila. So if he was given Hasra for Skila, how could we suddenly now give him Sreifa? Says the Gemara, you know what? The answer must be, this must be a raya to one side and a chakira that the Gemara discusses in Perikei Lunairis. An age-old shayla that was never resolved, by the way. And that is, musra ledover chomer, havi musra ledover kal, or not. If somebody was told that if you do this, you're going to get skila, and really he wasn't supposed to get skila. Really, had he done that, he would have gotten sreifa, or herig, or chenek. And then he does it. Could we give him the lesser Misa or not? Do you say he didn't get the right Asra? Or do you say, I know he didn't get the right Asra, but the Asra he got was even worse. He was ready to take Skela. So certainly we can give him something less. So Zokti Gemara, Shmami, no, Luchura, let's bring a Raya from our Mishnah that Musuludavar Chomer, Avi Musuludavar Kal. And that would answer the Shaila. Because what's your problem? How could you give the person that was Mechal Shabbos Reifa? He never got Asra for Sreifa. It's true he never got Asra for Sreifa, but he did get Asra for Skela. And Skela's more Chomer. Say he was a Musuludavar Chomer. That must be the answer. Because otherwise, how are you going to understand the Mishnah? So how come, it's really Akasha, how come the Gemara in Elunairis that's discussing Musul Davacham, having Musul, why having Musul Davacham, why are you being arrived from this Mishnah, Amrab Yermio, because you could always say Pshat the Mishnah a little differently. How come I ask it and go, it's talking about, with side the person that was Michal Shabbos, who's Chayiv Skila, and side the person that was Baal Cham Moisoy, that's Chayiv Sreifa, they got Asra, but they were given Asra Stam. It's not that one got Asra for Skila, the other one got Asra for Sreifa. They were both told Stam. What does it mean, Stam? If you do this, you're going to be Chayiv Misa's best. The high time, when the Misa is going to the following time. Time, the Brisa, the Shah Chayiv Misa, Shabbatayra. All the other people that are Chayiv Misa in the Torah, Eim and Misa Noisai, we only kill them, the Eida, with the Bezen Shach of Gimel, the Eidim, and with Eidim, the Hasra, and with Sra. When the Brisa says, the Shah Chayiv Misa's, who's it coming to exclude, as opposed to a mesis. A mesis didn't have to have asra. Leisachma, leisachas olam. We learn a lot of halachas from there. One of them is that they didn't have to give the mesis asra. So, but an ordinary person that's chayv mesis bezin, you need eida, eidim, and asra. Eida, bezin, shochav, gimel, you need two eidim, and that has to be asra. Now, what's the asra? The ad shayidiyu, shu chayv mesis bezin. You just have to tell him that he's chayv mesis bezin. But Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not enough. Ad shayidiyu, be'ezim mesuner. You have to tell him which one of the chayv mesis bezin he's chayv. What's the machlokes? Tanakam yol from Mikosh. Tanakam learned from the Mikoshish. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know which mises to give the Mikoshish. That means the Edom didn't know when they warned the Mikoshish which misa he was going to get. And still he got Misa's Bezin. So you see, you don't have to get Hasra for the particular misa. As long as you get Hasra, that what you're about to do should make you chayiv Misa's Bezin, that in itself would be enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mikoshish Ayra Shah. He can't bring any rice from the Mikosh. True, the Mikoshish was never given Asra for a specific, but it was Ayra Shah. I mean, there was Ayra Shah. Don't learn anything from the Mikosh. Just like we had earlier, Rabbi Nechemiah said, or the Gemara argued that maybe you can't learn the halacha of chayv shenoyser from the Makoshish, even though Moshe Rabbeinu locked him up. But, you know, maybe there's an argument, maybe it was a rasha. The Megadav, the Gemara said, maybe it was a rasha. Makoshish, Megadav, these parshios were a rasha. Could be you can't learn anything from the Makoshish. But the bottom line is, you see, it's a machlikis tanan. When you give somebody hasra for misa, do you have to tell them which misa or not? So the whole raya of musul dava chomer, having musul dava kal, would only be a raya if you hold, you have to give hasra for which misa. But Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you know why the Gemara Neil Nairis didn't bring a raya from here? Because the Gemara Neil Nairis felt that maybe our Mishnah is going according to Tanakam in this braisa, so that holds you never have to give hasra for which misa. So it's true, you had someone who was chayiv skila, someone that was chayiv sreifa, they were nisare. The kasha is, what happened to the hasra? They were given hasra stam. They were never given hasra for a specific misa. And the Tana of our Mishnah holds, like that Tana Kama, that hasra stam, shmo hasra. Haniskolim v'nisrofim. So the last halachas of the Mishnah were, the Mishnah gave examples of where it plays itself out. Where two people that achayiv misas bezdin are nisariv with each other. Where two people that achayiv misas bezdin are nisariv with each other. With halachas nidim mekala. And the Gemara said, what's the kala? It's totally in the machloikis. Rav Shimon the Chachamim, that's mentioned the very first Mishnah in Perek Abba misas bezdin. Meaning, with regards to skila and sreifa, according to the Chachamim, sreifa is the kala. According to Rav Shimon, skila is the kala. Thus, according to the Chachamim, when the Skolim and the Srafim on the Sarev, you're going to get Srefa. According to Rav Shimon, you're going to get Skila. When it comes to Nechnokim and Nerogin, according to the Chachamim, Chenek is the Kal. According to Rav Shimon, Sayif is the Kal. Thus, if Nerogim and Nechnokim on the Sarev, according to the Chachamim, they're going to get Chenek. According to Rav Shimon, they're going to get Sayif. So the Mishnah said, Haniskolim v'nisrofim. You have to halt cup. It's an easy Gemara, but only if you halt cup. So Haniskolim v'nisrofim. Someone that was Chayiv Skila was Nisarev into a group of people that were Chayiv Sreifa. That's the mission. Machlekes Rav Shimon v'Chachamim, you get Skila Sreifa. Masni le Rabbi Yecheskel Rami Brei. Rabbi Yecheskel was learning with his son Rami, and he told him, Hanisrofin b'Niskolin. And when he said over the Mishnah, he said the Mishnah differently. Not Hanisrofin b'Niskolin, but Hanisrofin b'Niskolin. Rav Shimon Oimer Yodunu b'Skila, Shasreifa Chamura, and according to the Chachamim, you're going to get Sreifa because Skila is more Chamura. So he said exactly our Mishnah, but he flipped. It wasn't Haneskolim ben Esrofim. He said Haneskolim ben Esrofim. So Rami had a brother, meaning Rabbi Chaska had another son who's quite famous, the great Amor Rabbi Yehuda. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was there, and he turns to his father and he says, Abba, loy tisnaya hachi. You're making a mistake. That's not the right Gersa. The right Gersa is the way we have it in the Mishnah. It's Haneskolim ben Esrofim. You shouldn't say Haneskolim ben Esrofim. What's the difference between Neskolim and Esrofim, Nisrofim and Neskolim? Neskolim ben Esrofim sounds like the Roiv are the Nisrofim. Nisrofim ben Esrofim sounds like the Roiv are Neskolim. So the way we have it in our Mishnah is the Neskolim are the Miot, that's called one person that's Chayiv Skila, and he was Nisarev in a Roiv of Nisrofim. But the way Rav Yecheskel was teaching it to his son Rami, he had it Hanisrofim ben Eskolim, which sounded like there was one person, again, it doesn't have to be one, it's the Miot, but let's call him one person that was Chayiv Sreifa, that was Nisarev in a Roiv of people that were Chayiv Skila. Now, what does Rav Shimon say? You get Skila. Why do you get Skila? Because Skila is the cow. But Tainit Rav Yehuda, according to your Girsa Abba, my Irya Disreifa Chamura, if the Roiv was anyways the Nisrofin, because you're being Gairus in the Mishnah, that the Roiv was the Nisgolin, because you're being Gairus in the Mishnah and Nisrofin bin Nisgolin. So why did Rav Shimon need the reason that you're going to get Skila? Because Skila is more kal, because Reif is more chomer. Typically, the ruba bin eskolin nino. Why don't you just say it's because you go baseroiv and achri rabim lahatos? Whenever you have a taruvis, you go baseroiv. That's chulin 101. That's ilchas taruvis 101. That's baser v'cholav 101. We all know the concept of roiv. So if there were anyways roiv neskolin, then why Rav Shimon need a new reason? Why the loch is Skila? Because Skila is the kal. Even if Skila was chomer, you'd still get Skila. You know why? Because you would go Basarite. Elamai. So Rabbi Yehuda told his father, you know what the right gears is? The right gears is on a skolam and a srafin. That really was Rav Sreifa. So based on the Gedarm of Rav, you would say Sreifa. Kamash Malon.
Reb Shimon, that you don't go baser roiv, rather you need them bekala, and that's why, even though the miut is skila, you're going to end up getting skila. But the Gemara says, I don't understand what Rabbi Yehuda was accomplishing. Elehechi is nice. So what Rabbi Yehuda want? The verse that we have in our Mishnah, and that is haneskalim benesrafim. He wants the nesrafim to be the roiv, the neskalim to be the miut, and that's why it's a chiddush, that even though the neskalim is the miut, still you get skila. But the problem is, that explains Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, you're doing a beskila shasrif chamura. But how are you going to explain the chachamim? The chachamim, you're doing a besrefa shaskila. Same kasha on the chachamim. Why do you have to say that the reason you're going to get sreifa because skila is more chamor? Typically, the Reuben nisrafim ninu. Why don't you just say more pashit? Because right people are nisrafim. So, anyways, you're going to get sreifa. So, man of shach. If you have the gersa of haneskalim benisrafim, Reb Shimon makes sense. Why he needs a new reason to tell me skila? But the chachamim is going to be shver. Why do they need a new reason to tell me sreifa? Typically, sreifa is the right. And if you're going to have Rabbi Yecheskel's girsa that he told his father, hanisrafin biniskolin, so the chachamim are going to make sense why you need a new reason to tell me sreifa, despite the fact that sreifa is more chomer. But Rabbi Shimon is going to be shver. But the Gemara says it's not a kasha, because Rabbi Yehuda held that it could be Hasim Rabbanu who the Kamer later Rabbi Shimon. That really, Rabbi Shimon was the one who said the halacha. Rabbi Shimon was the one that said, haneskalim bisrafim, even though skila is the mitzvah, so you get skila because you always need the mekala, and skila is the cow. The chachamim just told Rabbi Shimon back that Lidi dachta amrit sreifa chamura. I disagree with you, like sreifa chamura. Meaning the Rabbanu would say it could be that I hold that in this, in your case, it's pasha you're going to get sreifa. You know why it's pasha you're going to get sreifa? Because maybe sreifa is the right. So why didn't they say that? Why they say it's because sreifa is the cow? He was just saying that I disagree with your whole premise, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, you're telling me a halacha because you hold skila's chamur? I disagree. Or skila's the cow? I disagree with you. I hold that sreifa is the cow. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda. So again, what was the setup of this Geshmaki Gemara? Rabbi Yecheskel was learning with his son Rami, and he had a girsa in the Mishnah that was different than our girsa. And Rabbi Yehuda, who was also Rabbi Yecheskel's son, Rami's brother, he overhears this conversation, and he chimes in and he says, Abba, father, leitis nayahachi. Wrong girsa. Doesn't make sense. So Shmuel, who was Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, told his son Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, leitema leilavuchachi. It's not the appropriate to talk to your father this way. By the way, why did Shmuel call Rabbi Yehuda Shinana? You find it in a lot of Gemara. It's a pasha because Rabbi Yehuda was a charef. He was Shmuel's Talmud Muvik. Right? How many times do you find in Shas Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel? You have Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav and you have Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav and he learned by Shmuel. Those were the two big yeshivas. So he learned by Rav, he learned by Shmuel. After Rav was nifte, he moved over to Shmuel. But the point is that you find that Shmuel used to call Rabbi Yehuda Shinana. It's a pasha because he was a charef. But there's a shita mekubetzes that says it's because Rabbi Yehuda had buck teeth. And Shinana's Miloshin Shinayim Gedolim. So we spoke out some raid about that once upon a time. But either way, so he tells his Talmud, he says, I have to give you a little musr. The way you spoke to your father was inappropriate. The Tanya, as a matter of fact, is a Mefurish HaBraisa. You see your father being over in his Torah. Don't tell him, Abba Avart Al Devrei Torah. You shouldn't talk to your father that way. You should know, you were over, Abba Kach Ksiv B'Torah. Is that what it says? Does it say in the Torah you're allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, why is that better? Soif, soif, I know hach. Right? One you're saying it with this niggin, and the other one you're saying it with that niggin. Bit me up! What's the difference? At the end of the day, you're telling him something's, I guess, disrespectful. You should tell him, Abba mikrokos b'torikach. Don't tell your father what you're doing is wrong. Don't tell him, does it say in the Torah you're allowed to do what you're doing? Those are both not ways to do it. What you can do is, you see your father, doing something wrong, you can tell him, you know, by the way, I just learned the halacha, it says, but I said, he'll get the point, like an Amir of the Akum type halacha. He'll figure it out, he'll understand exactly how you're supposed to do this. That was Shmuel's Musa that he told Rabbi Yehuda. He says, I understand you didn't like the girsa that your father was telling Rami in the Mishnah, but you shouldn't have told him, Abba loitis nayahachi, meaning a father and a son are allowed to argue in learning, right? The Gaon always says, what's the raya? Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they were father and son, and they argued throughout Shas. But they're allowed to argue. That's not the question. The question, however, is how you argue. There's a certain derech kovid, the laws of kivud aveim apply even when two people are talking and learning. But just one ha'ara on the daf, and just one ha'ara, and that is, so we had a Gemara over here where the Gemara discussed people that are chayiv misas bezin that were nesarif, haneskalim b'nesrafin, haneshrafin b'neskalim. And one thing came out clear from the Gemara. What came out from the Gemara is that you don't go baser roiv. You don't go baser roiv. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda held that the chiddush of the Mishnah only makes sense if you don't go baser roiv. So for example, haneskalim b'nesrafin, Reb Shimon holds skila, and there's a chiddush. The chiddush is that even though roiv is sreifa, so I would have thought sreifa. No, you don't go baser roiv. What you do is, you get the kala.
And even though the kala is the miut, because it was niskalim, the miut, bin esrafim of roiv, doesn't matter, still you get the kala, which is a chiddush. Because ordinarily, whenever you have a taruvus, you go basar roiv. So freik toisvis, shal Rab Yitzchok ben harab mordchai es rabbeinu tam. What's pashup shan in this halacha? Meaning, no grace akasha, other than, I don't understand, sarachin. Why taka? Don't you go basarayv? If ordinarily you always go basarayv, that's the way you treat a taruvus in kala taira kula, how come when it comes to two people or three people or 10 people that were chayiv mises bezin and they were nezarev, we don't say rayv? Shouldn't you say rayv? Why is the rule? Why is the rule nidain bekala? And why is the rule not? Why is the rule not go basarayv? The tirets and Rabbi Tam answered, and this Tosfos is here, and this Tosfos is also Masach Teshulin in the first parak. Tosfos said that Rabbi Tam told him that for whatever reason, very ambiguously, without much of a hesber, he said that when it comes to determining what misa a person should get, the halacha is you don't go basarayv. Sisrei Torah. He said it's true, ordinarily you go basarayv, but not when it comes to determine what type of misa is best than you're supposed to get. But either way, whatever the Sfarim Tosfos is, that's the Yesod, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rishonim were mechiach from this Gemara, that this Gemara is an anomaly. Ordinarily, you go basarayv. Over here, for whatever reason, you don't go basarayv. What do? You need a mekala. But whatever the rayv is neither here nor there. It's yudua that the Ktzais HaChoshen asked a gevaldig akasha. We know the halacha is that an eshes ish that's mezana is nidem bechenek. If she's a naira murasa, she's nidem meskila. That's all, however, if she's a regular Bas Yisro. If she's a Bas Koyin, so that's the Parsha that we've been talking a lot about. In the beginning of Parsha Semar, Esoviyo Himechaleles Be'ish Tisarev. She gets Reifa. Freik Tetzois, Hafla V'fela. How do you know who a person's father is? It's all based on Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that one of the Mekoros to Roiv, Ruba de Lesa Kamon, is Maka of V'ima, Mois Yumas. How do you know he's your father? The Teretz is Roiv Bilas Achar Abal, and it's all based on the Halacha Roiv. That means the only way you know if a girl is a Bas Kayin or a Bas Yisrael is based on Roiv. Without Roiv, you would have no way of knowing who her father is. It's all based on Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. Roiv Bilas Abal tells you who the father is. But if Rabbeinu Tam just said to Yisoy that you don't go Basar Roiv when it comes to determining what type of Misa's Bezdin you're supposed to give somebody. So if you don't go Basar Roiv when it comes to determining what kind of Misa's Bezdin you give somebody, then Shtelt Sich the Fraga, how could you ever give a Bas Koyin Sreifa? You're only giving her Sreifa based on Roiv. Based on Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. I thought you don't go Basar Roiv when it comes to determining what type of Misa's Bezdin you're supposed to give somebody. This is the Ktzaisis Kasha. There's a famous teretz to the Ktzaisis Kasha. It's in the Oynig Yontif. I think it's Simen Dalet. I don't have my Sfarim with me now, but I think it's in Simen Dalet and Oynig Yontif. It's Dvarim Nifloim Adlam Oyd, if you want to go through some Mamdis over Yontif. But either way, maybe we'll speak it out another day.